It's Thursdays with Terry. You know, we got Tuesdays with Tom. I'm just trying to do something alliterative, Terry Savage, and I don't think that really works very well for either of us, Thursdays with Terry, but I'm going to try it anyway for a day and see how far we get. Okay.
Okay.
Let us start with the fact that a week ago, we were on this very radio program, and we were talking about money that was probably going to get agreed upon in Washington, D.C. by the weekend, and here we are 7 days later, no dice. What's going on?
No dice. You had it exactly right. I'm so astounded that both parties could leave and go on their vacation, leaving people struggling without the $600, or maybe could they get $400. By the way, Illinois is not part of that extra money. They haven't agreed to participate. Only about 8 states have on that extra $400. 100 comes from the state, 300 from the federal. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, we haven't missed out on much. That's only going to last a month or so. But at any rate, people are struggling. There's no extra stimulus check. There's no extra help for small business. And there's an election this fall is all I can say.
Well, you would think that that would be a precipitous event, that there's an election and that, you know, they might want to curry some favor.
That was my logic, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said to you, not just last week, remember I said, oh, come on, they're going to be buying your vote. They're going to be falling all over themselves to see who can be most generous, both parties, because there's an election. I said that 6-8 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been dead wrong because they couldn't seem to care less about coming together. I mean, I know they care deeply, each side, about its own principles of what it wants to give away. But in the meantime, the American people are struggling.
Yeah.
And we're doing damage to our economy that now becomes permanent damage because small businesses will close and not reopen. That means jobs are gone. And the airlines, by the way, they've got to come back and do something because the airlines had this deal till October 1st when they got the $25 billion that they wouldn't lay anybody off. And now all these airlines are talking about huge layoffs. And that, too, it's hard to believe this is happening.
And you just saw that American Airlines made an announcement today of a cancellation of a number of routes. I think 14 or 15 routes have now been canceled. And it's like 5 of them out of Chicago, this major hub for them.
Okay, but that's not so bad for Chicagoans. We always have Plan B and C. They also canceled them on their smaller connector and partner airlines, mm-hmm. leaving some cities without any air transfer. Not forget any from American, but American was the only one, or their partner airlines, flying in and out of there.
Right.
And those are the ones that get canceled because that means they can give up all the service people that they need for a relatively small market. So it's a business decision. You could see why it made sense, but it's really terrible.
So, Terry Savage, this puzzles me that the stock market continues to go up. I know we've talked about this. I know the Fed is dumping all this money in. It's creating liquidity. It's dumped the interest rates to almost negative. I understand, relatively, the idea there. But at some point, these business closures and other pullbacks by major companies, and not to mention governments that are going to start laying people off, and those are paying jobs, and those people aren't going to be able to necessarily make their rent or participate in the economy at the same level. It all adds up to something kind of scary, but it doesn't seem to scare Wall Street.
Well, you remember I said that the market is fueled by money mm-hmm. and hope, anticipation of future better times. Now, the money is still there. The Fed has been buying everything, and so there's plenty of that fuel. But I think what's kind of wilting a lot in the last 3 or 4 or 6 sessions of the market, even though that you got that headline new high on the S&P 500, but I think the energy is wilting, and the energy is the energy of hope. Not only hope about the vaccine, but about the ability of the economy to rebound from what we're putting it through now, as we've stretched this rubber band pretty far out. And the question is, could it snap back if there's a vaccine? So I'm not talking about news of a vaccine, which I thought was the hope. The real hope, of course, was that when we got the vaccine, the economy would snap back. And I think I just feel it. I don't know why I feel it, but I watch all day long, and I just feel the energy's gone out of this market. I'm not calling for a crash. I'm just saying some of that ebullience based on, but next year at this time, we're surely going to be in great shape. I'm not feeling it, and I don't think the market is.
Right, the market has to look forward to that. It's a forward-looking instrument. You taught me that. Those are the words that always came out of your mouth.
So, we're going to make you a financial guru now. That you know all the buzzwords.
You're right.
So we're going to put you on CNBC, and you can tell
right.
everybody what.
I need a headset. I need a headset and one of those dark rooms around me, and then, like I'm talking into the universe because you see that on deep cable stations where there's some guy giving just completely hackneyed advice about something, but he's got a headset, so he must be right. All right, we'll come right back to Terry Savage and your phone call. 312-981-7200 if you've got questions about any of this stuff, about the markets or about the money that may still be available for small businesses. There are some state programs or some other things. If you have got your questions, your concerns, Terry is here to help. We'll be right back with her. But first, let's check in with Mary Vandeveld. She's got the traffic and the weather. Terry Savage is with us, terrysavage.com. She's an analyst of all things that are green. Primarily money. All right, let's go to the phones. Bill, you're on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Ro. I'm walking my dog right now, and I listen to your program every day when I do that. And Terry, I love your segment. But I sell machine tools for a living and big machines that help manufacture things. And a bunch of my customers got the PPP money, and they kept right on going. So I'm thinking that there is a boatload, I mean an absolute boatload of cash on the sidelines that's going to come into the economy when this whole thing cuts figured out a little bit. So I'm just wondering what you think about that, Terry.
Well, Bill, one of the requirements for the companies that got PPP was they had to spend it on payroll. That was the whole idea.
Well, I understand. Terry, I understand that. But they did all that, and the money that they would have spent on payroll, because they kept their businesses going the normal way, that's the money that's on the shelf right now.
So they were doing. They were continuing to work. Is that okay to do, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we wanted America to do, to be able to figure out a way to continue to work. And I guess the factory was safe, where people were working, they figured out a way to do that. Compare those to every restaurant. I mean, big ones and small ones. But big ones could, you know, the chains like McDonald's and so forth could use their drive-thrus, and sure, it reduced the traffic, but they figured out a way and they moved people through and they kept going. But all the small restaurants, all the small businesses where people weren't going out shopping, those people aren't coming back. And that's the balance in the economy. Yeah, we hope that every business was able to get through, use the money to pay their people, maybe keep the business going if it's a manufacturing business or something that, you know, we needed to keep going. So your guess is as good as the market as to whether there will be enough of those companies that will bounce back quickly or are managing to bounce back despite not having a vaccine versus the number of people that or businesses and their employees and their owners who aren't going to have a job to come back to. That's the big question.
Yeah, that's the balance. I understand it, but I want to ask you this because I want to follow up on something Bill is saying here. There's also people who've had jobs through this entire process but haven't been spending money because they haven't been going to restaurants, unfortunately, and they haven't been spending in stores. Otherwise, not living their normal lives. That pent-up money, that money on the sidelines, will that flood in?
Sure it will when the moment comes. I mean, think about all the clothes that weren't bought because you sat at home wearing sweats. I mean, my closets are like, I mean, nobody opens that door. I mean, really, seriously, because what has everybody worn for you're at home, okay?
Yeah.
So all the shopping that wasn't done, all the restaurant meals that weren't eaten, that should come bouncing back. The question is the balance of it. What will it be enough? When will it happen? How long can we hang on? And that's the stock market is telling you, you know, with the new high in the S&P 500, the market is saying, well, you know what? It's going to work. We're going to get through this. I like that. That's very American.
Bill.
Terry, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm 100% agreement. My only point is I think people are underestimating that we got $600 billion dumped in the economy. $300 was absolutely necessary for those restaurants and movie theaters, but a lot of it, the Fed printed the money, like you keep saying, and it's sitting on the sidelines, and it's going to come back in a fury once we get some stability here.
I hope so.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes, exactly. Let us pray. Let's just stop on Bill's thought there, and let's all get behind. But Bill, what kind of dog are you walking right now?
It's an Aussie Doodle. Does not shed.
It's an aw. That's awesome. All right.
Australian sheepdog poodle mix.
Thank you. They're very smart. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Love hearing from you, Bill. Great question. Great perspective. Great optimism.
I've talked to my customers, and some got 2 and 3 million. They make RVs, and many manufacturers just kept on.
Yeah, I hope so. Andy, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Andy.
Good evening. Hey, Terry. My mother's a senior citizen. She's disabled, and she's a non-filer. She still hasn't got her stimulus check. Are they still mailing it?
Well, here's a question. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. Does she get Social Security?
Yes.
Okay. Did you declare her as a dependent on your return by any chance?
No.
Even back in 2018?
Okay.
No. She's
a non-filer.
Well, okay. But even if she gets Social Security as a non-filer, she should get the check. So go to terrysavage.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side. There's a column. Those are all my columns and my little pieces that I refer people to. And I think it's near the bottom now. It says, didn't get your stimulus check, do this. And you can file form 3911, which you help her do that. And it will ask where her stimulus check is. By the way, is your mother a widow?
Yes.
How long ago did your father pass away?
About 35 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a group of widows that filed jointly and then their husbands died. They haven't gotten a check either. Yeah. So form 3911, go to terrysavage.com, scroll down on the left. You haven't gotten your stimulus, do this.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Good luck to you on that. Good luck to your mom on that. Okay, here's a text from the 708, as they like to say. Why is Tesla trading at $2,000 a share, and it has this ginormous market capitalization, and yet it only accounts for under 2% of all the global sales of automobiles?
Do you remember what I said about what moves markets? It also moves stocks. Okay, money. You've got to have money out there and hope. And there is a sense, if you have to ask this question, you're my generation, which can't believe that anything could replace the gasoline automobile. But there is a real, real possibility that, like a light switch being flipped, gasoline automobiles will go the way of the clunkers and the future will be electric cars and batteries and all the things that go around it. And that is the hope that's moving Tesla. Now, is it too high? It's not too high. If you bought it low and sold it today, it was real money that you took out. And there are a lot of people who think that the future belongs to the electric car and they're the clear leader. But maybe Nikola will be a part of that space. But these two companies are the leaders in the electric car space.
Yeah. And also, that guy's got so many other pieces that get tied through Tesla. And he's able to, I know there's cross utilization of his scientists and engineers and all the rest of that who are working on all those different things. Plus, he's also like a Bond villain. And a Bond villain should have a $2,000 stock price. You know, that's just how that goes.
Don't talk about him. The company is priced based on the belief that it is the wave of the future. I mean, look at Amazon. I bought Amazon, not enough, obviously, but so many years ago.
You wouldn't be on the phone with me. Is that what that meant? I know what that meant.
No. Amazon, I bought because I went, they sell more than books. That's really cool. That's what? How far back I bought it. And look at it, it became the wave of the future. We don't always see the wave of the future, except in hindsight. Right. That's already gone up, and the future has changed.
That is an excellent point. And Apple, too. I mean, Apple was in a $2 trillion capitalization. That seems almost impossible to be, but when you think about the global domination of Apple as a product, of the Apple, of all of it, whether it's the laptops or it's the handhelds, whatever it is, Apple's, you know, got a piece of all of it. So there is a
market is always right at that moment.
Yeah. You also taught me that, too. That and, forward-looking. The forward-looking instrument and the market is always right. Those are 2 things I know about the market. Other than that, I don't know anything else. Unfortunately,
so
I wish I did.
Just go invest in a large company, a diversified portfolio, the S&P 500 index. You know, for years and years, I've said, you don't have to beat the market, just be the market. Now the S&P, you know, just reached a new high.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be in an index fund.
Yep. All right.
I mean, really, you didn't have to be a genius. You have to throw your $300 a month in your 401k.
Good.
Into
well, then
the index fund.
Then they got me right, Terry. Then they got me right. If you don't have to be a genius, Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Love it, Ro.
We got news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2.